Yesterday we left off. Yesterday we were learning the dinam of Beirer, the way it's that in order to understand Beirer and Yom Tov, we need first to understand Beirer and Shabbos. And we're learning that Beirer and Shabbos is permitted under three conditions. Number one, you take good from bad, not bad from good. It's number one. Number two, by the way, again, very important definition of good and bad is not good and bad, good and waste. Good and bad means good is what you want, is called good. What you don't want is called bad. Doesn't matter what it is. If you want it, it's called good. If you don't want it, it's called bad. Then the first thing is you have to separate good from bad, not bad from good. Secondly, it has to be done immediately right before eating. You can't do it an hour. You can't do it Friday night, equivalent last night. You can't pick good from bad Friday night for Shabbos morning. So then you'd have to do it immediately right before the meal or right before the time you need it. And third thing is, even though you can pick good from bad, but you cannot do it with a vessel which primary use is for the sake of separation, like a sieve, a strainer, or something like that. These three conditions must be met in order. And just to give you a few examples of this, if you want peeling fruits and vegetables, or eggs for that matter, anything that you're peeling, is allowed, even though you're separating the peel from the good, but that's the way you can eat. That's the way you eat it. There's no other way of eating it. You can't get to the banana without the peel. I mean, you know, separating the peel. But all these things, therefore, are only allowed to be done, though, right before eating. For instance, if you want to make an egg salad for Shabbos afternoon lunch, you can't make it Friday night, peel the eggs, and make egg salad, and make it for Shabbos afternoon lunch. Because the peeling of the eggs would only be allowed immediately prior to the meal. And here you're doing it Friday night for Shabbos morning. Or I'll give you another example. What happens Friday night, your cutlery compartment is sticking up, and you have a mixture of forks, spoons, and knives. Not separate compartments like in the drawer, but you have them in the sink. They were washed and dried, whatever, and they're all stuck together. Now you want to set the table Friday night for Shabbos morning, Shabbos lunch. You can't take a stack of cutlery and then start going to one seat and taking the knife and the fork and the spoon and then do it by the next person. Why not? Because right now you're selecting a knife from a mixture of, if they're only knives, if you have a bunch of knives, yeah, you can put down the knives by each separate place. But if the cutlery is all mixed, you can't take a knife Friday night for Shabbos morning to separate it. Because yes, you're taking what you want, you're taking the knife, but you're taking what you want, good from bad, not immediately prior to the eating.
Even though you're setting it up for tomorrow?
Because you're setting up it tomorrow.
The act of setting up is right now.
No. When are you going to be using
the
it?
Usage.
When are you using it?
It's the usage.
Yeah. I'll give you an example. You can make egg salad right before the meal, let's say. Even though meal's going to take 5 hours, and you're going to eat the more practical case. You want to make a fruit salad. So you need to peel, whatever, oranges, or grape, whatever you want to peel. You could do it right before eating, even though the dessert is going to be 5 hours later. That's called immediate use. In fact, the Alter Rebbe says in Shulchan Aruch, what is the definition of an immediate use? After you go home from shul. So you eat some meat sakanas is when you go out, what?
You said yesterday you're about to eat a chalt, you can't mix it. It's for immediate use, the chalt. You can't separate.
No, but then you can't separate bad from good. I'm saying that you can never separate bad from good. We were saying yesterday about a cholent, you have meat, the potatoes, and beans. And the kid says, I don't want the meat. Right? So then you're separating bad from good. Here we're talking about separating good from bad, that you are allowed to do it. But what?
You can't take the meat out.
Unless if somebody else wants to eat it. If somebody else wants to eat it, then you're separating it for them. So then that's separating good from bad.
By the way, it's not just food. You can't take it.
We spoke that last night.
That socks.
And also
we spoke about socks and shirts and swaddlement.
A piece of bone the chicken bone? Can you take out the chicken bone and put it
Okay, we're going to get there into all those dinim. I mean, we want to get basically to Yom Tov more than to Shabbos, but you have to separate. One of the reasons why Jews, Ashkenazim, eat gefilte fish. Where does this gefilte fish come from? The custom of eating gefilte fish. Not from Taman. Not the Yemenites. They don't eat gefilte fish. Why do Ashkenazim eat gefilte fish? Because when you eat fish, there's a lot of times bones in the fish. Okay? So now you have a problem of taking out the bones and taking out the fish from the bones versus the bones from the fish. Even though Tzemach Tzedek is very makel with that. But normally, just in a halachic way, you can't take the bones out of the fish. Okay, Tzemach Tzedek holds he could, not for particular reasons. But normally you can't separate the bad from the good. So therefore, what do they eat? Gefilte fish doesn't have any bones. It's a, whatever fish you use, but you make it in a way that there's no bones in the fish. It's boneless fish. And that's where the origin, by the way, of gefilte fish started, that people shouldn't have a problem with selecting bones from the fish. And you have a problem when you eat watermelon with the seeds. I mean, there's a lot of issues that need to be kept in mind.
Why is that derech
achila?
Why is that derech achila?
Because it's not really derech achila, because technically, you could put the fish in your mouth and take out the bones. That's the way a lot of people eat it, by the way.
Is that carp on Yom Tov because you can on Yom Tov?
Yom Tov you could. Yom Tov is different. But even though,
the watermelon is different. The watermelon is different because you said that you can eat the seeds.
Not the black ones, the white ones. Oh. See, there's a difference.
The black one you can eat.
The black ones most people don't eat.
No, they open it and they eat it.
Ooh. Yeah,
from the watermelon?
They're so small.
Yeah, they cook it.
Well,
if you're taking it out and you're going to eat it, then there's not a problem
with it. Well, everybody eats it.
Huh?
Everybody eats it. From the watermelon.
Don't say everybody eats it. I don't eat it.
You're not in Israel.
Then I'm everybody. Oh, in Israel.
But the bones are not even the edible food. So
what?
The bones are not edible.
That's why it's biting. If they're edible, it's less of a problem. It's less of a problem.
White fish you can eat.
Huh?
White fish you can eat.
You can eat salmon too. Today, salmon, they fillet it, so there's no bones in the salmon either, usually.
There's bones with
white fish. But I'm saying, according to the Tzemach Tzedek, it's not a problem. Tzemach Tzedek is very makel with birded with the eating fish and stuff like that. But, generally speaking, ideally you would have to take away the meat from the fish. From the bones, I mean the meat of the fish from the bones versus the other way. Okay, next. So this is the proper way of doing it on Shabbos. Now, when you say you have to do it by hand, it doesn't mean by hand. You can use a fork to take away good from bad. It's just what it means by hand and not with, I'll give you an example. According to 99% of the poskim, you can't use a peeler on Shabbos. Okay, you want to peel cucumber. You want to peel potatoes anyway, mukhs, it's raw. You want to peel with a peeler carrots or... Okay, most poskim facts say you can't use a peeler on Shabbos. On Yom Tov you could, but not on Shabbos. Why? Because a peeler is designated to peel. And peeling by itself is separation. So it's a vessel which is designated usage. It's something of... Separation. That's what the definition of a peeler is. So therefore, according to halacha, really, if you want to peel an apple, let's say, you don't want to eat the skin, you want to eat the peel, you should use a knife, not because a knife is not designated to separate. And a peeler is, Yom Tov, you can use a peeler. Because we'll get to it soon. Okay, so that's the story. Now, Yom Tov, even though l'cha'era, even though seemingly, if you can cook on Yom Tov, why can't you bite it on Yom Tov? It's all part of the eating process. Well, if you can cook and do everything else, why can't you do better? So number one, in certain cases you could. But certain things we learned, if you remember when we were learning better by Yom Tov, or even all the melachas by Yom Tov, we learned that you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov because fresh food tastes better than a day old food. But if the fresh doesn't do anything to the food, like we said, compote and a fruit, things like that, where making it a day earlier does not make it any less fresh than making it on the spot, so then you can't do it. Now, a lot of times, birded separation, you could have separated it before. You could have done it before Yom Tov. Okay, I'll give you an example. You go to a Yavan, you make a candy dish. Or nuts, yeah? And you have walnuts and almonds and cashews and peanuts, whatever. Okay? And they're all mixed together. You have a can of fruits, right? Of nuts. Mixed nuts. So, they're all mixed together. You can't separate one from the next. You can only take what you want, not what you don't want. So let's say you have a can of mixed nuts, right? There's peanuts and pistachio, whatever different nuts there.
Cashew,
whatever. You can take out what you want and eat it. But you can't take away what you don't want and put it off at the side because that's braided. The same thing, there's a big issue, by the way. What happens if you have a mixture of cold cuts on a plate? You make a tray of mixed cold cuts. So you have salami, bologna, corned beef, pastrami, whatever it is. And they're all together. Okay? So obviously, it's not a problem because you take what you want when you serve it at the table. People take what they want. Now the meal's over. You want to store, put it back. Want to store it. So if you have one row of salami, one row of bologna, one row of corned beef, so they're not mixed. So you just take that row of corned beef and put it away, right? But if they're all mixed, sometimes they make it mixed to make it look nicer. So then the problem is when you want to put it away, you can't separate the salami into one thing, one container, and the corned beef into another container, and the bologna into another container. Why not? Because now you're separating good, but it's not for immediate use. You're using it the next day, 2 weeks, a week, or whatever it is.
And on Yom Tov?
Huh? You can't do it either. But Yom Tov is a different story. Yom Tov for Eichel Nefesh, even though that's not for Eichel Nefesh, that's not what you're eating, it's what you're putting away.
Yeah.
But Yom Tov is easier, and therefore Yom Tov is a very interesting dinner, birded. When you have a mixture of stuff, yeah? Let's see, all mixed together, and things you want and things you don't want. So Shabbos, you can only take what you want. Yeah? Because then you're separating good from bad for immediate use. Yom Tov Halacha says, you have to separate what's easier to separate. In other words, sometimes taking out the good is easier, sometimes taking away the bad is easier. So Yom Tov, burden is allowed, but you have to do it what's easier to separate. Sometimes it's easier to take away the bad from the good, sometimes it's easier to take the good from the bad. Shabbos, regardless, you have to take the good from the bad.
Yeah.
But Yom Tov Halacha says you take what's easier to separate.
What did they separate in the Hamikdash that we come with this law?
What is their origin? The Beit comes, the spices and the incense. And the, yeah, there was a lot of Beit done in the Beit Hamikdash. Not only that, they used to separate the shaft, the kernels from the shaft, and a lot of things they did Beit.
The Shechita, they used to...
That shchita, that's not...
No, but they used to take the varim, like choosing the ones they want.
Okay, but, Marshall, you could peel vegetables on Yom Tov. We said, why? Because, now, why couldn't you peel them before Yom Tov? Why couldn't you peel them before Yom Tov? Because then they lose freshness if they're peeled. If you peel a cucumber and leave it out overnight, it loses its freshness. So therefore, you would be allowed to peel a cucumber on Yom Tov. And not only that, you're allowed to peel it so you could do it for later usage that day. So then you'd be able to do it Yom Tov night for Yom Tov morning. Because Yom Tov butter, in that case, is permissible because it's better tasting. So just like you can cook Yom Tov night for Yom Tov day, not the next day. You can't do it from one day to the next. But you can do at night for the next day, Yom Tov. So therefore, brighter, you could also do it at night for the next day. It's not a problem. What's wrong? Okay.
The goy could do it for you?
Only if you're allowed to. The same thing of a guy not doing things for you on Shabbos that you yourself are not allowed to do applies also to Yom Tov.
You don't tell him to put away the food and she such a thing that way she cannot do.
There was a thing going around. One of my kids sent it to me, and Amir also showed it to me. There's a picture of an African-American, to speak properly, with a T-shirt. On one side it says, Shabbos Goy. One side it says, Shabbos Goy. And the other side says,
Shabbat Goy?
One second.
Yes, Shabbat Goy?
One second. It's very cute what it says on the other side. Here. One side says, forgot to set your lights or air conditioning? Anything muksa, I'm here to help. Just don't tell me, I know what to do. That's the one side. That's in the back of the T-shirt. And the front of the T-shirt says, Shabbos Goy. Because, and Shabbos, but the same thing of telling a Goy applies to Yom Tov also. Okay.